Traveling Jack, a new ZBS adventure series starring that accidental cosmic tourist, Jack Flanders. And now, part two of Somewhere Next Door to Reality. Jack Flanders received a phone call from his old friend Mojo Sam. Mojo told Jack about strange happenings in the city of Old Montreal. Several people have vanished. In fact, they seem to have become transparent and then may have simply faded away. When Dominique's friend Renee disappeared, Mojo asked Jack to help him figure out what's going on. It's now the next morning. Jack is strolling along Rue St. Paul, checking out the various shops, when he notices a very attractive woman on the other side of the narrow cobblestone street. She's talking to a blind street musician seated on a chair playing an accordion. Jack is appreciating this quite lovely woman when he suddenly becomes aware that he can see right through her.
My God. Is it the same thing that happened to Mojo? Is it the same woman? People are passing, but no one seems to notice. I don't know if it's the light or the shadowing, but I swear she's fading in and out. Maybe it's what Dominique calls fuzzing. I can definitely see right through her. I can see the accordion player saying something to her. Can he see it? Oh, right, dummy. He's blind. Of course not. At least I think he is. She's turning around. She's looking right at me. She knew I was watching her. I can't see through her now. Now she's walking away. Well, it's worth a try. Excuse me. I didn't mean to stare at you.
But you were.
Well, yes, I was, but...
Don't you think it's rude?
Well, I'm sorry, I couldn't help noticing
what?
Well, when you stopped to speak to that blind man back there, well, you became transparent. I could see through you.
You can see through my clothes.
No. I meant I could see the man playing his accordion, even though you were standing right in front of him. I could see him right through you.
Do you see through me now?
Oh, no. No, when I called you, you ceased being...
What?
Fuzzy.
Am I fuzzy?
Well, you were. A little.
And that is wrong.
Oh, well, no, your fuzziness is none of my business.
No,
but...
it isn't your business. Or is it?
Well, several people who have demonstrated similar fuzziness have actually vanished.
Where?
Where did it happen?
They became so fuzzy, they disappeared into where?
That's it, I don't know.
And you are concerned for my well-being?
Well, no, not necessarily.
Then why are you concerned?
Well, friends. You know, when a friend disappears, other friends wonder what happened.
You have a friend who has, fuzzled?
No, I have friends who have friends who have fuzzled.
Is this amusing?
No. It's just the absurdity of this conversation.
You want to know where they've gone?
Well, yes.
But you are not police.
No.
You are not a detective.
No. I was asked by a friend to see if I could find out what's going on.
Am I your first big clue?
I'm not sure.
You want me to tell you something?
Yeah, that might help.
What can I tell you?
Well, since you are aware, there are times that you actually become fuzzy.
Let us say lighter.
Lighter? Do you mean turning into light?
No. I mean there are times I feel light.
So is that what happens then? You're so light that you actually become transparent?
Possibly.
Well, people have vanished.
That may be true, from your point of view.
So it doesn't bother you that this may happen to you?
Where would I go?
Through a portal, into another dimension, taken away by a UFO? I don't know.
No, you don't.
Look, I'm not trying to interfere. Especially if people like you don't mind what happens to them. But like I said, friends, relatives, they're very concerned. Because once someone disappears, they don't reappear.
What makes you think they're not here?
Well, unless they're walking around being invisible, which is possible, but I don't think so, then it means they're probably somewhere else.
Isn't it obvious?
No.
You see so little, but yet you draw conclusions.
Look, I'm just trying to be open.
It's been said, in the beginner's mind, there are so many possibilities. In the expert's mind, there are few.
Well, I'm not an expert.
Oh, I can tell you are. Well, it was nice talking to you, Mr.
Jack Flanders.
Monsieur Flanders. Salut.
I didn't get your name.
Of course you didn't.
Right.
That afternoon, Jack and Mojo take a stroll around the old city of Montreal.
Aren't you hungry?
We could go to the deli.
The deli? Where?
It's back in the main part of town. Shea Schwartz.
Shea Schwartz?
That's right.
Oh, really, Mojo?
Shea Schwartz is a famous deli up here.
Shea Schwartz?
It used to be Schwartz's Deli, but some years back, when they wanted to make things more French, they passed Quebec's infamous Bill 101. All signs must be predominantly in French.
So they actually legally forced them to change their name?
That's right.
And what used to be Schwartz's Deli became Shea Schwartz.
It's a big sign. Can't miss it.
You know, on second thought, I'm not that hungry.
Later, as Jack is walking back to his hotel in the old city, he passes a sidewalk cafe, Café Napoli, and there, sitting alone, is the mysterious woman he had seen earlier that day. She smiles at him.
Well, I see you're still here.
And so are you.
Mind if I sit down?
Please.
I never did get your name.
I know.
Can I buy you a drink?
I'm fine.
You know, I'd really like to visit that other place. Will you help me?
Are you worthy?
I think so.
Why are you so obsessed?
I want to see for myself.
Is that the truth?
Yes.
The whole truth?
Well...
That's only part.
But I swear that part of the truth is true.
Tell me the other part.
I'd like to know if the people who have crossed over, if that's what you call it, are they okay?
Meaning what?
Well, that they're happy to be there.
And then...
And then I'll be able to reassure their friends back here who need reassurance.
And if they are not what you feel is okay?
Well, I doubt there's anything I can do about it.
But you will try.
Why are you so protective?
Why are you so insistent?
It's what I do. I explore the unknown.
So you want the unknown to be known?
Unknown, not necessarily. I'm just trying to help somebody.
Votre addition, madame.
Merci beaucoup.
I'm not getting anywhere here, am I?
Poor Jack.
You know, why is it every time that I meet you, I feel like I've come to a dead end?
Cul-de-sac, Jack?
What?
That's what I will call you.
Oh, thanks.
So, have a nice day.
Yeah. Ciao.
Salut, cul-de-sac, Jack.
Cul-de-sac, Jack. Whenever I think I'm getting somewhere, she ups and leaves. I ought to call her Madame Chow.